This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, someone's got to win this $1,000. Hit it. No sponsor. I know you're waiting for it. Bolt, B-O-L-T, Bolt. Bolt from the room, a bolt of fabric, bolt of lightning, Bolt. To 72881, text it there by the end of the hour for a chance to win $1,000 like Marcy and Lynette did yesterday. One lucky winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. The word is Bolt, B-O-L-T, 72881 is the contest number. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Oakland A's. Baseball is back opening day and night with the A's. Check out athletics.com/green today.
I think we're going to have tickets next week.
Oh, how exciting.
And then Hooman and I are doing an event.
Yes, what? We will be there. Yuzette and I. Sorry.
What you going to do?
Hosting in a suite.
Yeah, we'll have a suite. Opening day for the A's.
Oh, how exciting.
Is that right?
That's right.
Good for you guys.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be an incredible event. Hopefully you all can join us.
I love those suites.
Oh, man.
That's fun.
Sorry, Brian.
Yeah. Brian can't do it. He's already got something going on.
Oh,
yeah,
what are you doing?
That I talked to you guys about before.
What
yeah,
is it?
Whatever.
What is he doing?
What are you doing?
This red egg and ginger thing for a diamond.
Oh, brother. We'll be there,
diamond.
Too.
What did you just say?
The red egg and ginger thing for a diamond.
Oh, red egg and ginger.
We talked about that.
Yeah, it's some ceremony.
Yeah, it's a lunch of sorts.
And no, it's not a lunch. It's a dinner, right?
No, it's a lunch. We can't go, Hooman.
Oh, can you do it at dinner, please?
Well, thanks for double booking, guys.
Dude, what are we supposed to say? No to our company? Can you move it to a dinner?
I can't move
he
it.
Can.
I have to book this entire restaurant.
Oh, my
God. I don't even know what this is. What's a red egg and ginger
we
thing?
We talked about this last time. It's like a Chinese traditional thing for babies.
Bless you.
Back then, the survival rate wasn't as high. So after a few months.
If they made it,
then you celebrate. And I don't
nothing
know why.
Nothing is for babies, though, because babies don't know anything is happening.
Look,
so.
You know what it's for? It's for the grandparents.
Right.
The Chinese grandparents.
Anita's
okay.
family.
So Anita's family. There's going to be like 70 of Anita's family there.
Who's paying for this?
I am. And Anita and I. And so.
What?
And
no
so,
wonder they're not getting married anytime soon.
Right.
And
no wonder he doesn't care that we're not going.
What is this going to cost you? Holy crap.
This is our wedding. So
yeah, you guys should.
Because I'm
Jesus.
Vietnamese, check this out. Because I'm Vietnamese, I asked my mom, like, hey, I have a red egg and ginger. How many people do you want from our family to come? She goes, how about 8? I'm like, that's my brother, sister, and his kids. Like, what the hell, dude? That's pretty much it. So there's 8 of my family, probably some of my friends, and 70 or 80 of Anita's family.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys get a justice of the peace to meet you over there and do the wedding at the same
time?
That doesn't make sense.
That makes total sense.
That's going to be stealing the thunder from Diamond.
Diamond doesn't know about the thunder.
Well, from her grandparents.
Thunder? Hey, what about Anita's badass wedding dress with an open back?
Well, you know what? She probably can fit into that pretty soon.
Oh.
But I don't know. That's a whole planning thing that I'm not good
at.
Hey,
if you could move the party to like 3 p.m., that would really help me out, bro.
Well, I'll check with Anita and get back to you. Thanks.
It's never going to happen.
Yeah, that's
I think
not
is what
happen.
He's saying. Red egg and
We're
ginger
totally
party.
We're totally going to miss it, Hooman.
Don't say that.
We are. Our event is like 1 to 3.
It's 1 to 3. If you could move yours just a little bit.
You know what?
Later.
I think I have. I can grab an air check of the date that I gave you guys, the date of the party.
Okay.
So you guys know already.
Oh, wow. So.
Hey, everybody.
Just saying.
Well, I just don't want you guys to get in a fight on the air. I mean, it's, you know.
Why? You like crunchy.
That's true. Thank you. You know what's so funny? I was looking at CNBC's website this morning, and they actually have a Warren Buffett watch. Like, whatever that guy's up to, they've got a, it says, keeping track of America's billionaire next door.
Oh,
they call him the Oracle of Omaha. So he has offered $1 million to any, I think it's employees of his. Is it Berkshire Hathaway? That's mm-hmm. the name of it, right? So he's into the March Madness stuff. Buffett
he has a bracket that he runs.
Right. So, and I think that, so his employees, I've heard this, you've heard this before, like if one of his employees was to win it, they get, he offers $1 million prize. So this year, he says that the $1 million contest is going to be, if you don't even have to win the contest. All you have to do is have your 16 teams make it to the Sweet 16. So you have it's still impossible, but it's a much better chance than actually guessing the whole thing. So if you get your 16 teams into the Sweet 16, you not only win $1 million, you win $1 million a year for life. And then this year, if one of his teams, a Nebraska team, wins the whole contest and you got the Sweet 16, it's $2 million a year for life.
Wow.
For life.
For life. It's pretty freaking sweet. Boy, that guy cannot give his money away. He's the guy who says, I'm going to give away half my money. I'm going to give it away. And every year he's worth more money. No matter how much he gives away. So he could just leave it in an interest-only account and it would just continue to grow and grow and grow.
I bet he doesn't have a bathtub that shapes him.
No, he does a regular house.
He lives in Nebraska. I was trying to find the fast fact, and I can't, but I have one about him. He still lives in the house he bought 40 years ago or however many years ago in Nebraska.
It's a nice house.
It's not that nice,
but
though,
it's not a
compared
mansion.
To what he could buy.
Oh, he could buy anything he wanted anywhere on Earth. But he likes it. So does he have security? Like,
does he need security?
Doesn't he? I don't know. Billionaire.
Who's going to go there to Nebraska?
Well, aren't there any bad people in Nebraska that'd be like, we should go kidnap that guy?
Probably not. Oh, I bet everyone in town knows him.
So the security is the town?
Oh, I mean,
No, I don't know. I would think he's got to have some kind of security. That's why I think rich people buy the big house with the fence around it.
There's a chain link fence in front.
Ew. Oh.
You can
chain
step,
link.
You can step over it.
Oh, it's one of those little low ones that keeps the dog in?
Yeah. And then I'm looking at a few pictures. It looks like he's got a gate.
But there's no, like, guard tower or anything with a sniper in it.
I don't think he needs that.
I think he does need it. He's crazy not to have that. What has he got? $88 billion or some crazy amount? $60
billion. But he doesn't have it on him.
Are you sure?
Yes.
He has it in a safe at his
house.
I'm
positive. Mm.
Well, there's one way to sort of hang on to your humanity, right? You live in this neighborhood and you continue to live there afterward.
Ah, $91.3 billion.
Oh, Jesus. And I'm telling you, he's trying to give it away. Like, he's the guy behind there's a name for it, like, give half or
yeah
him and Bill Gates are in that club.
It's a something pledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they keep giving away money and every year they wind up with more.
Like a handful of people. Oh, it's called 14 billionaires. Maybe it's more now since this article was put out. Giving pledge.
That's it.
And it's just decrease your net worth by half. I mean,
I get $250 for that one, right?
What?
Sure. Oh, like $2.50.
You should keep track of how much you think you've won all morning every day. It'll be interesting at the end of the day to see how much you wind up with.
No,
right. Why does it fall on me?
Because you're the game show host.
I'm not hosting a game show over here. Bryn, I'm not. It's time to play a game.
See?
All right, there's $5 in it for you, Vinny. We recently celebrated the anniversary of Beavis and Butthead, 25 years. Yes or BS? Beavis's last name was Cornholio. Yes or BS?
BS.
That is correct. You got to get 4 out of 5, by the way.
All right.
We never knew his last name. Cornholio was his alter ego that came out when he had a lot of sugar or caffeine.
Right.
Number 2. Beavis's t-shirt said AC/DC. Butthead wore a gray Metallica shirt.
Oh, this is tough. Say that again?
Yes or BS. Beavis's shirt said AC/DC. Butthead wore a gray Metallica shirt.
BS.
That is correct. It's exactly the opposite. Mm-hmm. All right, bands, wrong order. Yes or BS? A politician once called them Buff Coat and Beaver during a Senate hearing.
Oh, boy. I'm going to go, yeah.
Yes is correct. It was Democrat Fritz Hollings of North Carolina in 1993. Question number four. The movie Beavis and Butthead Do America is creator Mike Judge's second biggest box office hit.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm sorry, that one is BS. The Beavis and Butthead movie grossed $63 million, and it's his biggest box office smash.
It beat Idiocracy.
It also beat Office Space, which has gone on to become a huge cult classic. That only made $10 million in theaters.
Wow.
And question number five, you have to get this one right.
Okay.
Before Beavis and Butthead Do America, producers talked about a live-action version with Chris Farley as Butthead and David Spade as Beavis. Yes or BS?
BS.
I'm sorry, that one is correct. And
so
you have
today,
lost the game.
You only owe me $750.
I don't owe you anything. That's the only game we played, and you lost it.
Dang it.
Apple's buying something that they're calling the Netflix of magazines. It's an undisclosed amount, but it's this digital magazine subscription service. It is called Texture. It's owned by Next Issue Media, and basically you pay $9.99 a month, and you have access to over 200 magazines. It's so funny. I actually subscribe, or I don't anymore, but I used to subscribe to like Entertainment Weekly and People Magazine and all these. I would subscribe to all these. And pay a monthly subscription for them so I could have them like on my iPad or whatever. And this one is for $9.99, 200 different magazines. New Yorker, People, Time, GQ.
I love it. It's great.
Texture right now is owned by, Next Issue Media, which I guess is owned by Condé Nast, Hearst, Meredith, News Corp, Rogers Communication, and Time, Inc. So Apple has picked that up. And they're bringing on its full staff. The TechCrunch is saying the deal's going to close soon. And it will continue to offer the app that it has. It's got apps for everything. For Android, iOS, Amazon Kindle Fire, and Windows 10. So I don't know how much it's going for, but I didn't even know this service existed.
Yeah.
$10 a month and all the magazines you can eat.
One of my favorite things about traveling is the stocking up on magazines before the flight.
Well,
I love to sit there and read whatever.
If you had this, would you not bother with the magazines, or is there something about?
There's something about having
and actually
being in the little store
right.
and
in flight.
Yeah.
A lot of times
right.
They say you have Wi-Fi, but I can never get that friggin' thing to work on the plane. So it is nice to have a magazine.
I like physically changing the pages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Seeing
lick my
stuff.
Finger, flip through a few pages.
Sure. Flip back.
Right. Get some new info on whatever.
Now, where did Bryn go? I need him for this next story.
Brynny.
I'll handle it. What do you need?
You can't do it.
Here, look.
Okay.
There's your audio.
So Tom Brady is notorious for his incredibly strict diet. Tom Brady's a local guy, too, so we always report his...
He's the worst.
I agree. God, get out already. Give us back Jimmy G.
Wait, what?
They got rid of his awesome backup.
Right.
Tom Brady...
To us!
I know.
To our team.
Yeah. Patriots all the way. Tom Brady... does no white sugar, no white flour, no MSG, no caffeine, fungus, dairy, or nightshades, which I think we looked that up. It's like tomato.
Nightshades is tomatoes and
crap,
mushrooms,
right?
Yeah.
But last night he went on Stephen Colbert, and Stephen was ready to make him break all his promises. 40-year-old Tom Brady told New York Magazine in 2016, "I've never eaten a strawberry in my life. I have no desire to do that." Strawberries are the best. Oh, my God. So he came on the Late Show on last night's episode, and he told Stephen Colbert he never even had one, and he hated the smell of them. Do you have the part about the beer?
Mm-hmm.
So then he says, you don't drink beer. Colbert says that to him, and he says, rarely. So then, of course, he brings out two big two big beers. Holy cow.
Tom Brady can chug beer.
He poured... It must be. I swear to God, I think that people who eat raw eggs can do that. You know, they just open their throat and let the thing fall down there because they cannot... They don't want to taste it in their mouth or right. feel it in their mouth. He just opened up his throat. He poured that down. He even put his cup down, and then there was a little swig left, so he put that down his throat, too, before Colbert had even finished his. Anyway, there you go. Cheat day. Tom Brady ate his first strawberry ever, supposedly, and chugged a beer on Colbert last night. All right. Heather Locklear's domestic violence charges have been dropped. However, the cops are still super pissed that she threatened to shoot them if they ever came back. So those charges are staying. She's not going to go to court for hitting her boyfriend in late February. But she is facing charges for attacking the police officers. She is facing four counts of misdemeanor battery on a police officer and one charge of resisting or obstructing a police officer. It looks like today at 9 a.m., she's getting ready for court right now.
Is she at rehab yet?
Didn't she immediately go to rehab right after this happened? Maybe they're taking her out of rehab to go to this. 56-year-old Heather Locklear was arrested on suspicion of felony domestic battery for assaulting her boyfriend, allegedly, Chris Heiser, at her home in Thousand Oaks, February 25th. Last week, we had heard that deputies went to... Is that the Melrose Place music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. She was great on that show.
Amanda.
Amanda.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Do you know her last name? Amanda what?
Oh.
I know it.
You do?
Do you really?
I think.
Amanda Peterson.
That's another $5 right there.
Oh, you're offering him $5
Amanda.
For this?
From the game show host.
No, that's you now. You're the one who just made it a
is
game.
Is it Woodward?
Oh, I think it is Woodward.
Oh,
is it?
Snap.
Oh,
it
give
is?
Him, give him $5.
How do
five
you know bucks? That?
Write it down on your tally.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I think you're at $12.50 now.
I'm
Bryn.
At $12.50.
Bryn's the one who keeps playing the game.
Did he lose any money today for not getting that last one?
No, you don't lose money when you play a
no,
game
No, you actually
show.
Do. It resets to zero. You're right, Hooman. You're right. If you
that
get
is
it,
some
if
weasel
you lose a game.
Crap happening right now. And you two are colluding.
I'm the weasel.
Yeah.
I see. The guy
no
who's every 5 minutes,
here.
I owe him more money. Anyway.
Sounds just like Beverly Hills 90210 theme song, too.
It does. They were similar. Well, they ran back-to-back.
Right.
God, wasn't it a Monday night thing? So I used to just...
I don't remember what night it was.
And that was... Listen, children. That was back in the day before TiVos and... Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Wee! This was in the days when you had to... clear your schedule and be sitting
and be
in front of the TV when it was time for your show to come on. And the only time you could get up to go to the bathroom or answer the phone or whatever was during the actual commercials, which you had to watch. The olden days, kids.
I know. Appointment TV.
Appointment TV. You had to. Mm-hmm. Must see TV Thursday.
Hey, I put the video of Tom Brady and Stephen Colbert on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Thank you. Hey, that reminds me, did you also put the video of Bryn and his ninja moves on our Facebook? People, you have to see this. This is Bryn in his glory days.
Stop saying that. I'm still in my glory days.
No, you're not in your glory
days
anymore. Don't
do that, sir. Don't be like that.
You're not in your glory days anymore. If you're in your glory days, run up a wall right now and flip over backwards.
I got the gout right now. I'll do it next week.
Glory days. Yeah, they'll pass you by.
Glory days.
In the blink of a young girl's eye, glory days, glory days.
So that is a song, huh?
You don't know that song.
You don't know how many, what?
God,
oh my God. Well, he was born in 83.
Play from the beginning, though. The best. I like the beginning.
Hold on. First one, I'll see when it was released.
Bruce Springsteen, by the way. You know who that is?
The Boss. Oh. You ever heard of him?
No, this is
turn off. Turn off the.
Born in the U.S.
Oh my God! So, did you yes or no put up the ninja video?
Is that on his Instagram?
I don't know.
It's on the desktop on the computer, but I'll load it up in a second.
What's this?
This is the video from Glory Days. This is
no,
not
fast
what you want.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fast he said from the beginning, song. So
from the verse,
he's like playing baseball and
yeah.
There we go.
Listen to that.
Play. Back in high school. Make you look like a fool, boy.
Saw him the other outside bar. I was walking in. He was walking out. We went back inside, sat down, had a few drinks. But all he kept talking up.
It's for you, Bryn.
Glory days. Well, yeah, they'll pass you by. Glory days. Glory days. Young girls are glory days. Glory days. All right.
You guys like that song, huh?
Hell yeah. Dude, that
Every time you talk about your ninja skills, it always reminds me of it.
All right. You like that, but you don't like God's plan. All right.
God's plan. God's plan. God's plan. Hey, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff. Millennials are going through quarter-life crisis these days. Oh. Also, ooh. March Madness. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you for listening, and thanks if you follow us on Instagram. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Brinny Boy just posted the Glory Days video from 10 years ago of him and all his ninja moves on Instagram. He's at BrynnyBoy. Although, if you follow Alice973, Alice follows all of us, so you can easily hop onto ours. We're actually making a little push for that. Don't love that Alice has 20,000 more
Have you
followers.
Gone up at all? Have you noticed
a little bit, I think. Let me look right now.
Specific change?
Yeah, I want to.
I have. I think I've gone up like a couple hundred.
Let me see what I've done.
Not thousands.
Yeah. Oh, I did go up.
Yeah, me too. I'm at
32.5.
Yeah, 33,000.
You went to 33?
I did.
Look at you go.
Yeah. See, now you got to get on it. Got to follow us. We're very motivated to. I've been posting like a mad woman. I think I'm two posts away from.
I was going to ask you.
1,000.
Yeah.
I got to come
up
with.
What are you
going
to do?
I don't
are?
Know. I got to come up with something for my 1,000th post.
Oh, geez, I'm at 448 posts.
Well, maybe
you're,
for
you're
your
close to 1,000.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, I posted like 20 things in the last couple of weeks.
You never post.
I do post. I post a lot, but I, you know, I take long periods. I get on a little spurt, you know, mm-hmm. like a little spree.
Right.
Yeah, I have two more posts. So you want to be there for that, Clarky Clark, Clarkiecklark.
Man, Bryn is a beast.
I know.
Are you watching it right now?
Yeah, I'm watching it for like my third time now.
Put the music on, too. The music's really good.
Yeah, the music is great.
Don't worry. I still got to do it for you next week.
What?
So huh? Don't worry. I still got it. I'll do it for you next week.
As soon as my gout goes away. You're right.
Dude, look at that front flip. That is badass stuff.
He's topless in this, too. And he's so cut. It's ridiculous.
He's not like that anymore. I put the the video on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Thank you, Human. Amazon Fresh is hiring in Brisbane. Come to a walk-in hiring event to get an on-the-spot job offer. Learn more at amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What just happened?
I don't know. Every time we said something more than once on the show, we all say it at the same time. It's become a whole thing.
Report. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Refresh your routine this season with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubmore.com.
Get back to the Bay Club, Bryn.
That's where I spend my summers. I summer at the Bay Club.
I would. Yeah.
That's the place. Las Gatas Bay Club.
That's
Los Gatos.
Whatever. That's the one. Wait, what is that one? The tennis? No, the bracket. The Las Gotos Bay Club.
The Las Gotos.
It's not
Las
courtside.
Los Gotos.
Is it courtside?
Courtside?
That's the one I go to. I'll be there all summer with my kid. See you there.
Yeah, but do you guys have a kid slide there like we do at Redwood Shores?
Uh-oh. She doesn't need that, though. She's not ready for that anyway. Mm. But I would like it. I would love that. Do they let the adults on the slide?
Yeah, I go on it all the time.
Mm. You do?
Yeah.
Well, where's the
video of that?
I have pictures on my Instagram of me coming down the slide.
Yeah, why? No, you do not.
I've never seen that.
I'll find it during the break and get back to you.
Repost it. Make it up.
Yeah, way do back, a repost.
Way back Tuesday.
Yeah. Yes.
Turn back Tuesday.
Oh, is that what it is?
I don't know.
Okay, so here's what's happening at 8:41 on a Tuesday morning. We will bet $10 billion on March Madness. $10
billion. Wow. Oh, my God.
97% of that is gambled illegally. So, don't know how that really all that works.
I don't know either. Is that just because everybody puts $20 on a bracket somewhere?
Maybe, but there's also a lot of people are more into it than you think.
Yeah.
And
well,
sports
it does take
are,
over.
Are, sports betting is big business. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things that fuels sports in general is the people who like to gamble on it.
Well, if you bet on the game, now you got to watch it.
And the average person is going to spend 6 hours distracted at work by March Madness and all the nonsense that's included, which is, I got my bracket, what's happening?
Which means that the people who are really into it are spending way more than 6 hours.
Oh, you
on,
bet.
Because
absolutely.
I'm spending zero.
I'm kind of over it, too. I got too much other stuff.
I just don't. I could care less.
More than half of millennials are going through quarter-life crisis.
I feel them. I thought about this over the break. I think that of all the years, like 50 wasn't hard, 40 wasn't hard. Like, it doesn't really matter. 25, I actually realized, oh, God, next up 30. Like, 25 was like, whoa. Because you spend your whole life trying to be an adult, and all of a sudden now you're several years past the legal drinking age, and you're just like, oh, my God, next stop 30. Holy crap, it is happening to me. I thought I'd be young forever because it seemed to be taking that long.
Really?
Yeah. I remember 25 actually maybe being one of the hardest years. Like, oh, man.
I'm shocked to hear that from you. I think, totally aside from this story I'm about to tell you, I think the hardest thing was as you're headed out of high school and into college and you have no idea at all what it is you're going to do with your life. Mm. That, for me, was the hardest part and why I found myself distracted and finding other nonsense. As soon as I found the thing.
Yeah. You hyper-focused and
everything
went, for
went
it.
Away. All the troubles went away and I went, I'll just pursue that. I'm on it. Mm-hmm. And it made everything get easy. For me, as far as, yeah, now I'll just pour my energy into it. Great.
Right. I have some place to pour my energy.
Right. As opposed to...
into a bottle.
I don't know.
Right.
I guess I'll just chase that girl or this...
I got nothing going on.
Yeah.
I got time to chase her.
Whatever. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they call it... we're familiar with the term midlife crisis, which is a person in middle age feeling stuck in a rut who reacts by indulging in erratic behavior like leaving their partner, buying a motorcycle, or quitting their job and hoping to relaunch themselves as something entirely else.
I'm gonna follow my dreams.
Well, people in the millennial age bracket, 25 to 35-year-olds, they're struggling to cope with financial, career, and personal pressures as they, and this is kind of what I think you were getting at, which is they haven't found the right job. They don't have enough money. They can't get on the property ladder. They don't even have the right relationship going. So they feel completely lost on all levels. Mm. That's a bummer. Sorry to hear that.
That's a bummer. Get it together, millennials.
Snap out of it.
Yeah, that's easy. Come on.
Let's see. 10 cities that have the most diverse types of restaurants.
Oh.
I think that the first one's easy.
L.A.
Or New York or
yeah.
San Francisco.
New York is it. Yeah. I'm surprised you said L.A. But yeah, New York, London, Toronto, Chicago, Paris, Berlin, Melbourne, Dubai, Los Angeles, and then San Francisco comes in at number 10 on the list of...
just like, right, any kind of cuisine you can think
anything.
Of, you can usually find it in one of those big cities. It's nice, too. It's nice trying different stuff, seeing what their spice base is. And what are you looking up?
Double checking. Yeah, look at that.
What?
This Saturday is St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you guys doing?
I'm going to go hang out in San Carlos with a couple friends.
I'm going to a fancy dinner.
You
going to
go get ripped?
Oh, you are? We're doing corned beef and cabbage.
Ripped?
Yeah.
I don't know about ripped, but I will be having some drinks.
I'm going to poker night.
Actually, you know what? I'm just thinking now. I think I'm going to do pizza on St. Patrick's Day because we're going to have a couple of people over for poker. And
what about the corned beef that John made?
I know. I just realized I didn't put the two
together.
That's
why I know. I'm trying to tell you. This is what we're talking about. St. Patty's Day,
no,
right?
I got a bunch
corner,
of vegetarian
everyone.
Friends, so I think I still have to get them pizza no matter what John winds up doing.
Mm. Who is that?
Sounds like an Irish band.
Oh,
the,
I know
the
who this
flaming
is. No, no, no.
Dragons
I know who this
of
is.
Irish
I
ale.
Have this album.
Murphy's.
Something. Is it Dropkick Murphy's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank
it?
You. Yeah, it is. But this is Boston's theme song.
This is? Oh. A lot of Irish there.
In fact, the best city to celebrate St. Patty's Day isn't Boston. They came in number two.
Is it Chicago?
It's Chicago.
Yeah.
They do the whole
river green
and San Francisco's on the list, but farther down.
You know, anytime you're celebrating it, I don't think you can say which city is the best. It's where it's, you know.
No, they said Chicago.
Well,
they said right
I think
there
wherever
the top,
you are and you're celebrating
Chicago
and
wins.
You're having fun.
Chicago came in first, Boston second,
freezing there. Freezing
Philly
there
came
too.
In third, Buffalo, New York.
Really?
Mm-hmm. New York City, San Francisco. No, they nailed it. All right. How about a fast fact?
Give me a fast fact, Vinny.
In 1989, Blockbuster was growing so fast that a new store was opening every 17 hours.
Wow.
Today, there are only about 50 Blockbusters left.
I can't believe there are 50.
Well, what, nationwide.
What do they sell there now?
I don't know.
I know, right?
Candy? Actual blocks for busting?
You're four times more likely to die in your lifetime from your pajamas catching fire than from?
Lightning.
Ebola.
Oh.
Ebola.
Don't touch your friends.
Don't touch your friends.
Nice job, Bryn.
No eating something.
I knew I didn't have to give you warning.
Ebola, don't touch your friends.
No eating something is dangerous.
The average bra size in the United States is now? Can you guess the average bra size?
C? How about a 34B?
How about a 32D?
32D?
Jesus.
It's bigger than what?
34
just said.
C.
34
what?
D?
What?
36 D.
It's a 34 E.
Oh, my God. We've got some
30 years,
hands.
30 years ago, it was a 34 B.
Oh,
wow.
30 years ago?
Well, we're fatter.
We
yeah.
are a lot fatter.
We are.
That's right. The first website in the United States was a page created by people at the Stanford Linear Accelerator Center. Oh. It was posted in 1991 and featured info about the projects at their lab.
Wow.
Mm.
How did you even get to it? Weird. Boy, the internet's so easy now. I even remember, you know, remember when you used to have to type in the whole address, like the http://, put the whole crap in there?
No, I wasn't using it yet.
You aren't?
I was late to the internet, really late. I never thought that'd catch on. Seems so stupid. Really, we're all going to sit around and surf the web.
Yeah.
Why don't you people leave your house? And then turns out, look
you
at all
need
that.
To.
There's
It'll
so come, much there.
The whole world will come to your house.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, I like it. I still think there's, you know, way too much time wasted.
Oh, for sure.
Way it's too much.
In. If you're not doing anything, just browse around.
But just last night, I was watching a surf contest in Australia. And there I was. What are you doing, Dad? I'm watching surfing.
That's boring.
You
let's
wanna,
play,
no, she goes,
let's
you wanna,
play ballerinas.
You want to listen to Coco? I'm like, yeah, I really want to. I'm trying to do this, if you don't mind. What about, let's listen to Coco soundtracks.
Aww.
I pull out my iPad, hit play, and said, beat it. This. She loves it.
Turn it up.
So cute.
This best part's coming up. Keep going.
Oh, really? More?
Yeah, here it comes.
Was that it?
Yeah.
That's nice. Adorable.
Our text number is 804.
Boy, you just gave up halfway through that.
415 says, Vinny is on fire. Yeah, I am.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'm up to like 30 bucks.
Well, your math isn't great, but, you know, in this fake money you think you're winning.
Ah! Well,
you reset to zero when you lost that game, so.
You had to open your big trap, Hooman.
That's
that.
Good. That was
Thanks
super
a lot.
Solid. Thank well, you, Hooman.
No!
Turn your mic on.
It can't just be an, it can't just be an upside. There has to be, like, if you get something wrong.
Yeah. There can't
I agree.
Just be upside.
No,
like in Jeopardy,
so.
If you get the question wrong, you lose
go
them.
Go down,
all.
Right.
My dad canceled our cable when we were kids when we started calling him Butthead after watching Beavis and Butthead.
Right.
Oh.
I used to love Beavis and Butthead.
I had over 200 people at my daughter's Red, Egg, and Ginger. It's totally for the grandparents, but totally worth it, as you will witness how proud and happy your parents will be. Happy Red Egg, Diamond.
Oh, Diamond. She is, yeah. What a little doll. That kid, he's always showing me videos of her. Mm. And she's just so
Actually,
cute.
I had a story in my news, and I didn't get to it, about how kids start to be cute around, or babies start to be cute around 6 months.
Oh, it's
Your baby's
earlier.
Already cute.
3 months. Yeah. It's when yeah. they start smiling and actually seem to. Oh yeah. my God! Look
That's a
at
cute
her.
Kid. Super cute.
She's a keeper.
Super cute.
Uh-huh. Families in Mexico have a similar milestone when the baby is 40 days old.
Oh, 40
oh,
days.
What's it called?
What's it called?
What is it you called?
See? I don't know.
Oh, come on!
How can you not know?
I don't.
You're the wrong Mexican.
I'm a bad Mexican.
Oh, she's a Mexican.
Does Jorge know?
Jorge!
Oh, Jorge in here. Jorge,
in Vietnamese, they have something called Dai Tang, which is...
Dai Tang.
Oh, nice tone. Yeah, it's 30 days, though.
Jorge, come so, in here. Yeah,
so if the kid
here.
Lives, then you can start to get attached
here,
to it.
I guess. I don't know.
Hey, isn't SID still an option, come like, on, 6 months on. Into the oh, deal?
It is.
Like,
yeah.
you gotta be asked. Yeah. I wouldn't party yeah. too soon. You gotta knock on wood the whole day that day, right?
Jorge, what's the name of the ceremony at 40 days for a child?
In Mexico. Do you know of one?
For a baby. You don't know? Like, are you a bad Mexican, too?
I'm really bad Mexican, too.
I he's got a bunch of Mexicans
he
around.
He speaks Spanish, though.
Yeah, he's...
You don't know, like, what they celebrate... Mexican tradition, a baby is 40 days old.
Did you just make that no. up?
What?
The 40-day ceremony?
No, someone texted in that there's something that you celebrate in Mexican tradition for the baby
it's
that's
this,
40.
It's this. What's this?
What's this?
What is that?
Did you look up something on the internet?
Yeah, it's
Quarantena.
What is it?
How do you say it?
It's called Quarantena. Yeah.
Quarantena.
So basically is when women give birth.
Yeah.
So you don't have sex with a woman for 40 days.
Oh, so it's more of a celebration
that
for
is
the
not
father.
A celebration.
Oh, so it's, so now so the 40 that. Days are over yes. and the oh, that's funny.
That sounds like a punishment.
So it's yeah. like, well, wait, so you're saying the welcome mat is back out.
So that here's, you know, we're psyched that the baby lived 40 days and now my body is ready it's, for
the
you
husband
again.
Can
body's recorded. My,
yeah. Oh.
Oh, that's so different.
I don't like that one. I don't like that one at all.
You know, he's exactly right. So the woman's body is dedicated solely to breastfeeding and taking care of the baby.
For 40 days.
The
And then the Yoo-hoo! Husband's
allowed back
is closed.
In.
Does that have something to do with Jesus? You know, 40 days, 40 nights, whole
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, in the desert.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it having?
Is it a
with...
Jesus thing, Jorge?
I think it's a tradition for the Catholic.
For the Catholic. Let's call it that.
Nice.
From
that's
now
what I'm calling. I'm a recovering Catholic.
I could be wrong. You know.
Oh no, you know everything.
You sound right.
No, you totally sound right.
There she said on the slide. Go to her Instagram. Right. You did it.
I put it up. Yeah, that was. I don't even know when that was. Last summer or maybe
a
while ago.
Oh, you put up the picture of yourself
yeah,
going down
Instagram.
The slide at the big one.
The slide looks so fun.
It's high. It is so fun.
What's it on? No, hold on.
And they have like...
Oh, there it is.
Lifeguards on the top. There's a lifeguard on the top of the slide. This is Redwood Shores Bay Club. There's a lifeguard on the top of the slide and then one at the bottom if someone, you know, if the kid needs to be caught or whatever.
Are you going
to
hold watch. Your nose?
I always
is
do.
Is that why
I
you
go,
have your hand
yeah.
going up there?
Because I go on, you know, you,
you look
go
good.
In the water.
That's a great shot of you.
Well, I'm going to get the picture of the coping on the side of the pool at the Los Gatos location. That's where we jump off of, right the side there.
Oh.
The ledge.
Well,
you
that's...
Know.
not as fun.
No, it's not. It doesn't look nearly as fun. But still, I'll be there all summer, everyone. Okay. Check me out at the Los Gatos Bay Club.
Unless your kid starts wanting water slides, then you'll be heading up to Redwood Shores.
Look, well, I wouldn't mind. That looks fun. Mm-hmm. And apparently I'll find you Zet there daily, too, so that's pretty good.
They have a couple kids' things there that are super neat. I like sitting by the kids and watching the kids play.
Senora, senora.
Play it.
Oh, my God. Really?
And the music is my familia.
It feels good singing, doesn't it?
No.
Liar. You love it. You should have seen your face. You got all lit up.
I don't like it at all.
I want to hear Jorge talk more.
Hey, Jorge, come back in here.
Jorge, sing me a song from Coco.
Jorge, come in here. We want you to sing a song, any song that you know, like, you know.
Sing it for me in that accent. It's hot. Sing.
So which song?
Any song.
Any song.
A song you like.
Any song you know. Something in Spanish.
Yeah, in Spanish would be great.
Oh, we're fighting about a spot.
Too bad. Make it happen. Do it.
Make it happen. Come on. Go ahead. Come on.
He's thinking about it.
All right. Are you gonna put? Are you gonna play the beat? Or
do you need a beat?
Yeah, give him a beat.
What song is it?
I'm just gonna do it like that.
Yeah, just
go ahead. Do it.
Do it without.
I'm just gonna sing La Puerta Negra.
Do it.
Okay.
La Puerta Negra está cerrada con tres candados.
No, that's no good. That's terrible.
You can't. You made him do it, and then you said no.
Sing Despacito.
What?
Sing,
you know,
sing Despacito.
Oh, leave the boy
no,
be. We're so late.
He's
like,
trying.
What time it is?
He's trying.
He's so cute. All right.
Despacito.
Despacito. Come on, man. Nobody knows the words. Even you don't know the words. All right. Go get the words and learn them.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.